I'm sorry.
What do you call me back for?
I just wanted to apologize.
I want to know how you fixed my car because I'm looking at it right now and there's no damage.
I have
tools. You said under the gas tank?
Yeah.
How do you fix it? I mean, how did you fix it?
I have tools in my trunk that I use. I do body work. I do frame bending. Stuff like that.
So you're a body guy?
Well, I do that and other things.
Do you have an insurance card?
I'm unemployed. Well, I'd like your insurance, to be honest with you, because my insurance company, I already called to report it, and they said I need your insurance information.
Are you kicking my car because you get pissed at your wife?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're liable for this, and someone's going to pay for all this, and I sure am not because I've been unemployed.
So what you're telling me is you kick my car because I'm liable for you kicking it.
Yeah, you are. You parked wrong, and pedestrians have the right of way, and you got in the way of me walking, and it's your problem. And maybe I would have been cooperative, but ever since I gave you a call to help out with the situation, you called me you made fun of my gender. You said I'm a woman. You made fun of my girlfriend. You said cocksucker, motherfucker to me and all that stuff. I don't need that.
You sit and said that I was a girl.
I was confused. Well, I was talking to your wife there, or your girlfriend, whoever that is.
Oh, no. You was talking to me. You said, can you put your husband on the phone?
Maybe I was confused. I don't know.
Are you a dope head or something? Do you do drugs? I mean, who goes around kicking somebody's car?
You see, there you go again, being rude. Do you want me to be...
I'm asking you if you were on drugs.
No.
Was you under the influence of drugs when you kicked my car?
Not drugs, no.
Well, what was you under the influence of then when you kicked my car?
They're legal. You heard of bath salts?
Asphalt?
Bath salts. Like, you buy these bath salts that you snort, and they're legal, and this synthetic... Code K2. You know what that is?
You mean things you put in the bathtub?
Yeah, but they sell them now so you can, you know, put them up your nose.
Why would you put them up your nose?
Well, to get high.
So you was under the influence of bath salt and you kicked my car.
Yeah, but the bath salts are legal, so you can't do anything about that. I mean...
Well, what are you doing now?
I'm just drinking a beer.
How old are you?
19.
Yeah, I could do something about that. That's illegal.
It's illegal to buy it, not to drink it.
Oh, it's illegal to buy it and drink it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good thing you already have the police on the line. Stupid.
Who supplied the alcohol to you? Was it your friend? Or was it your girlfriend that's in jail?
Well...
Why is your girlfriend in jail?
Because we got into a fight.
So, was she on bath salts too?
Well, yeah, kind of. It started with that, yeah.
I just want to know why you kicked my car. I mean, there's no damage done to my car, so how did you fix
it? It's because of the bath salts, and I told you I do frame and body work. Frame bending, body work, painting. Stuff like that, but I mean, like, I've been unemployed for a long time.
So you painted it?
Well, no, I didn't paint it, but I do that type of work. I used to work for Mako. You know what Mako is, that company?
Yeah. Who do you work for now?
I'm unemployed. I'm on unemployment. I've been looking for work, but I work for my own. Like, I do work on the side with my tools, so I was wondering maybe I'd give you an invoice for the repair and all that.
Well, like. Could I ask how you,
$30.
Why are you fired from your job? If you're so fast at fixing cars, why did you get fired from your job?
Mexicans took my jobs.
Mexicans?
Yeah, the Mexicans taking all our jobs.
I'm really lazy to work at times.
Oh, well.
And then the bath salts, too.
Yeah. Their backs are wet.
No, bath salts.
Give me your insurance number, and I'm going to turn in my insurance. I'm going to get it checked out by a real...
No, I'd like... do you have an email address I can send you the information?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right. Well, I like to also send you just the invoice.
Invoice for what?
For the car repair.
Car repair?
Well, for the body work that I did. I mean, it's not much. I mean, I'm just doing it for cost, but...
How much was it?
Well, I'm just going to charge you maybe like, well, like the bath salts are, I can get 3 1-ounce bags for $10 each.
Why would I pay for your bath salt?
Well, no, you're not paying for the bath salts. You're paying for the repair work I did. So I think, you know, $30, I can get 3 baggies. And that'd be good for the weekend.
Are you crazy?
No, I really need these bath salts. You don't understand. I can't get off of them. Hang on, give me a second. Huh?
What are you doing?
Bath salts.
Are you snorting bath salts on the phone right now?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, man. Hey, man, I'm sorry.
You have problems?
Nah, I'm sorry. This is a big misunderstanding.
Well, how much are you going to give me for damaging my car? I mean, you kicked the car.
Well, I'll give you... I fixed the car. I'll give you $30, and then I'll invoice you $60.
You just want me to pay for your bath salts, right? Is that what you're saying?
Can you help me out?
Can I help you out?
Yeah.
Why would I give you money for kicking my car?
I fixed your car.
You said you kicked my car and damaged my car, tried to get into my car to fix it, then you said you fixed it.
But I fixed it, right? Amazing.
That's not amazing. I was only in Walmart for 3 hours. You cannot fix my car in 3 hours.
I did. I didn't kick it that bad.
Some kind of scam, I'm telling you.
You guys trying to scam somebody. Yeah, are you trying to scam us here?
No, no, no. Seriously, if you look at the car, beautiful. It's a beautiful job I did on the car. You yourself said you can't even see the damage.
Or any of it touched, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I had my dad look at the car and stuff. We've looked at the car a couple times, and there's nothing wrong with the car.
Yeah.
$30.
Yeah, off the phone with that crack.
For bath salt?
Your dad's a faggot.
My dad's a faggot?
I'm sorry, it was the bath salts talking.
Bath salts talking?
Why would you call my father a faggot?
I don't know. You're right. I don't know him. You're right. Maybe he's just bisexual or something. I don't know. He sounds, you know.
Here, you talk to my father about that. Would you like to talk to my father?
Sure. Sounds like a nice man.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I'm John's father.
You're John's father.
Yeah?
Now, so, there you go. Prove my point.
What point?
That you're gay.
I have 6 children.
Yeah, put the father on the phone. I don't want to talk to you, lady.
Hey, buddy, what's your goddamn problem?
Hey, how you doing there, Hoss?
I'm not doing too good. You're trying to scam my son here out of $30 or something so you can get your goddamn dope.
It's bath salt, sir. It's legal. It's not dope.
You're using it for dope. You're hooked on it. And he ain't giving you no goddamn $30.
Well, I fixed his goddamn car, son of a bitch.
You didn't even do nothing to his car, buddy. I went out there and looked at it. That car ain't been wrecked.
What do you know about cars?
I know. I went out there and looked.
You don't know shit.
I know you're a goddamn crook.
Faggots don't know about cars.
You're a goddamn crook.
How would you know about cars? You can't even
drive. And you're on dope and you're probably drunk right now. That's why you're calling him here to try to get $30.
Crazy, blind, diabetic old man.
Yeah. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to scam him.
Well,
trying to scam him.
Do they have any work I can do?
You're a scammer.
No.
And it ain't going to work.
Please.
It ain't
going
to work.
You don't know how hard it is. I can't get bath salts out of my mind.
I don't give a goddamn about a bath salt. You're not scamming him.
Oh. Do you have any beer or something? I don't know. Can you buy me a beer?
Buddy, I can afford to buy a beer.
Then what do you know about cars? You don't know anything about cars.
I'm not going to buy your goddamn dope for you.
Faggot.
Goddamn dope head.
I'm not a dope head. That's not nice. It's
goddamn snorting son of a bitch.
It's bath salts.
Your wife's probably in goddamn jail.
I don't have a wife. I have a girlfriend.
Stealing bath salts for your ass.
Oh, that's true. Will you please?
You probably got her sent off. Goddamn habit you're doing.
Yeah, it is actually. I put her on the street.
Yeah.
She was out. She got picked up for prostitution.
Yeah, she probably did just to get your goddamn shit.
She did. That is true. It's not funny, sir. Yeah. That is what happened.
I believe it. I know how you guys operate. That's all you're worried about, something going up your nose.
That's true.
That's all you're looking for is to rip somebody off.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're not going to aggravate me. I'm going to get the hell off here, and you're not getting no goddamn $30 from him.
Well, can he buy some bath salts
just
for me?
Get that shit.
Can he buy? If you go to the gas station, they have them for $10, the bath salts.
Well, goddamn $10 and goddamn a bath salt.
Goddamn you.
And goddamn you, too, because you ain't getting no goddamn $10, $30. You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
Goddamn you to hell, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Goddamn motherfucker.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, goddamn motherfucker.
Oh, you goddamn you.
Goddamn you in the ass.
Motherfucker.
Goddamn you shit in the ass, bitch. Goddamn fucker. Fuck shit, goddamn it.
Probably snort bath salts up your goddamn nose. So you can snort something up your ass. What are you, some kind of goddamn queer?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about all this.
I know you're sorry. It ain't gonna work here.
Is there any work? Can I fix something for you? I'll fix everything.
Get you some goddamn help.
Can I park your car?
Go get you some goddamn help.
You motherfucker.
Get your girlfriend off the street, punk. Go get yourself some help.
What was your name, buddy?
Go get yourself some help.
Do you go to church?
Yeah, I go to church.
Well, you think maybe you could introduce me to the pastor to get me some help?
I wouldn't even talk to him about it.
I need help.
I'm trying to help too much. I ain't got time for you.
Please, I'll give you $30.
Well, you give me the $30 and I'll do that.
And then you buy me the bath salts and you bring them to me.
No, I ain't buying shit to bring to you. You give me the $30, I'll talk to him.
Did you check the car? Are you sure you checked the car?
I checked the car and ain't a goddamn thing wrong with it. And like I told him, you're doing nothing but trying to scam him.
Well,
you're a goddamn scammer.
It's probably because you're so stupid and old and blind.
You know how your sorry ass work, punk. You're trying to scam somebody and it ain't going to work.
You're just an
old
man.
Your car ain't fucking been wrecked.
You're an old man who can't see right.
Kick the fucking car.
Oh, God. God.
You're getting... Kick my fucking foot up your ass.
You're getting between me and my drugs. Listen, give me my dope. You're getting between me and my dope money.
Kick my foot up your fucking ass, motherfucker.
I want bath salts. I'll kill my mother for bath salts. Give them to me.
Back here, you're wasting your goddamn time. Goddamn $30.
I'm losing my patience with you. I fixed the car. Now give me my money. Do it now.
Goddamn, them salts has really messed your fucking mind up. You're acting like a friggin' 12-year-old.
Oh, God. The bath salts have taken control of me.
The pastor to help him, to ask for help for a 12-year-old.
Oh, God. Oh, please. Please help me. I can't get the monkey off of my back. Hello? Old man. Old man! Will you pray for me?
I'm done because you brought my phone bill up a goddamn nut here.
Goddamn motherfucker. Motherfucker!
Your ass a some help, you sicko.
Hello?
Go to church and get your ass some help.
What happened? I blacked out for a while.
Yeah. You need to go get some help.
That happens sometimes to go through these episodes. I lose control.
Well, you need to... That's what you're trying to act like. You fucking tore somebody's car up and fixed it. You didn't tear up shit. You're just trying to scam him out of $30.
I know. I don't have anything else. I've thought of everything.
Well, it ain't going to work here. It might work from somebody else, buddy, but it ain't going to work here.
Do you have anybody I can call? Like anybody in your family?
No. I don't know nobody's going to help you. You're going to help your goddamn sorry self.
Goddamn you. God damn
it. God damn you.
God damn you right in the face.
God damn your sorry ass.
God damn you to hell.
God damn you, buddy. You got to help your own sorry fucking self.
God damn you and your coffin.
You're pitiful. You're fucking pitiful. You're a fucking junkie.
Listen, I was a high school
quarterback. You're a salt junkie.
I was a high school quarterback. I was the king of the prom. Look at me now.
Yeah, look at you now.
No, I just have bath salts. Well,
you're wasting time here. Your scam ain't working.
All right, fine. Well, goddamn you in the ass.
Goddamn you.
Goddamn you, fuck. Fucking
goddamn you.
Goddamn you, asshole.
Goddamn you.
Goddamn you.
You dope-headed motherfucker.
Goddamn you, sir.
Goddamn you, you... Goddamn dope head.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
Get off the dope, punk.
Can I talk to the girl?
Get off the dope, punk.
Let me talk to the girl.
I'm hanging up here, you goddamn dope headed motherfucker.
Bye, goddamn bitch.
Don't be calling back here, goddamn you.
Goddamn you, goddamn it. I'll call back, goddamn it.
Goddamn you.
Goddamn it.
Goddamn, you're probably a beer drinker. You probably smoke weed and every goddamn thing else.
And cocaine. Bath salts, no heroin.
You ain't nothing but a goddamn punk. You'd probably fuck a guy in the ass and wouldn't even have the decency to give him a goddamn reach around.
You'd fuck a guy in the ass and put your dick in his mouth right after.
What you'd do?
Nasty fucker.
Yeah, you are.
God damn it.
You got your goddamn mind warped.
God damn it.
Putting that shit up your goddamn nose and put it in a needle.
Hang up. I command you to hang up the goddamn phone.
I'm going to listen to you because I'm off of here.
I command you.
Goddamn you.
Goddamn you. Wow. That was fun. God damn it.
Sounds like an interesting family.
That old man was full of vinegar.